Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. The show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and now Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700, and one of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment. That allows you, at no cost, to effectively enter the market with no risk, and you can find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. Check out our low-rate guarantee. Note that certain restrictions do apply, and details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget, the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline, available to you at any time, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property that's listed for sale in any of our regions. That's Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. Simply dial 716-631-4800. And you can enter the street number of the house that you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one that you want, you'll hear a brief description, and then you'll actually be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. It's all automatic, just that fast. It's anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's, so you can get all the information you need at that one location. There's a shortage of homes that are available for sale in many of our Western New York neighborhoods. We have a high number of very well-qualified buyers who are actively looking for new homes. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, it's important for you to know that you can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer out there with absolutely no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you'll pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN, 9:30 a.m. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or star 930. Those are all free calls, so you can join us on the air at Our House. You can even text us on the text line, which is 30930. We have a terrific show for you today. Joining me on Our House this morning is Anas Latif, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office, and Nancy Caleri Frank, mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. Good morning to both of you, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Susan.
And Anas, it's been a while since you were here on the radio with us. I think it was last fall. The leaves were turning color, and now here we are in the spring, and we don't even have leaves on the trees yet.
Hopefully flowers soon.
Something soon. I know you've been really busy with buyers and sellers in Western New York, so I'm pleased that you could join us here today. We keep hearing about the spring market, and essentially it's spring. The showers would indicate that it's spring, despite the forecast, I guess, of snowflakes tomorrow. But what can you tell me about the spring market?
Well, what we are seeing right now is a very competitive market, especially for buyers. It's definitely a great seller's market right now. So if you're thinking about selling anytime this year, this is the time to get your house on the market and get it sold. Many buyers looking, not enough inventory, and buyers having to compete to be able to secure a home that they love. Therefore, it really benefits the seller for getting the highest money possible for their home.
And I imagine the homes are selling faster as a result of the market the way that it is. So there's got to be advantages not having to put your house on the market with open houses and showings for months and months and putting your kind of life on hold before you can make plans. So I imagine that's an advantage too.
Exactly. It does get a little insane with showings the first few days we have a listing on the market, but within a week or so, typically we have good offers, which is really helpful for the sellers. And then they don't have to continue showing their home at all after that. There are a few times you would have to prepare your home for someone to come back in, like a home inspection, appraisal. And after that, really no one would have to come in till a final walkthrough. So it can be a little tough maybe the first week or so. But you're right. It doesn't have to drag on for months at a time for the sellers.
Terrific. So condensing all of that into one short period of time instead of having it drag on sounds like an advantage to sellers.
Exactly.
And Nancy, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you join us here also. I would imagine that you're seeing something similar in the mortgage market. Would that be the case?
We are. We have many buyers out there eager to get into their first home or second home, and we are doing our best to put them in the best possible position they can be in when they are competing against other offers. We're finding that just about every offer that a buyer goes in on, there are other people interested in the same home, which means they are competing. So it's not always the highest price, but it's the most qualified buyer. So what we are doing is we have a program at Hunt Mortgage. It's called a pre-purchase commitment program. And what we do is we process a loan for the buyer before they even buy a house. So we verify income, assets, review credit, making sure that they're comfortable with what, you know, what they're looking to purchase, as well as providing them this commitment letter, which is, you know, stronger than a pre-qualification or a pre-approval. It's an actual commitment letter.
So it sounds like that would be an advantage for a buyer to have that type of tool in place when they go out on those multiple offer situations. And I'm certain you've probably encountered that.
Yeah, exactly. Especially that the commitment is a contingency on the contract. So typically you have three contingencies in every contract: attorney approval, home inspection, and the commitment from the bank. And in most cases, it takes 3 to 4 weeks to actually obtain that commitment. But in this case, if we have it, you know, even before making an offer on a home, all you would have to satisfy is the attorney approval and the home inspection contingency, which typically are done within a week or so. So the seller in 1 week would know that they have a nice, solid offer, nice, solid sale, and they can move forward with their plans.
That certainly sounds like it adds peace of mind for the seller, and that's what makes it so attractive for the buyer to have this pre-purchase commitment in place. We actually have a caller this morning already, so I'm going to welcome Jim from West Seneca this morning. Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
We're terrific here. What can we help you with this morning, Jim?
Question. If I wanted to get an appraisal, can I just get an appraisal from you guys?
So there is a difference between an appraisal and a market analysis. And what we provide is a market analysis for the purpose of selling or the purpose of maybe buying a home and wanting to know what the house is worth. If you need an appraisal for another purpose, like maybe something has to do with court or family status or something of that nature, then that has to be done by a professional appraisal. So what are you looking for exactly in this case?
Like a market analysis would be fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, we would love to help you with that. Let me give you my number so you can call me directly after the show and I can set up an appointment with you. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
Okay, great. My number is 417-4755. Again, I'm Ines Latif with Hunt.
And Ines, that's a distinctive name. Could you spell that in case someone wanted to email you?
Absolutely. It's E-N-A-S, as in Sam, dot Latif, L-A-T as in Tom, I-F as in Frank, and my email is at gmail.com. So Ines.Latif@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
And thanks for that call this morning, Jim. And that's a interesting point, because sometimes people who are less familiar with the terminology don't know the difference between an appraisal and market analysis. Typically, Nancy, the appraisal is done as part of the mortgage process, and that's to help the bank determine the value of the property before they would lend, correct?
Yes. That is something that we order within a couple days of the mortgage application. We order that, and once it comes back, it tells us if there's anything that would have to be corrected on the home. Let's just say for our government insured loans like an FHA, if there's any sort of peeling paint on the property, that would have to be taken care of before closing. So it brings any sort of issues, if there are any, on the property, and then gives us a true market value, which our lending is based on that market value.
And typically the appraisal would be based on prior sales, correct? Similar houses that had sold recently, prior sales.
Yes, it's based on homes that have sold within the last 6 months within a certain mile radius to the property that's being purchased.
And then in us, with the competitive market analysis that you do, there's a number of criteria that you would use to determine what your professional opinion is of what the price of the home should be placed on the market, correct?
Exactly. So besides looking at the comparables in the neighborhood and in the surrounding areas, we also look at the current market conditions, the current interest rates, number of houses or the inventory that's currently available, and also just knowing and understanding the market and how many buyers we may have for that type of home. That would definitely affect the pricing of the home.
So when you talk about pricing, you make a recommendation to the seller, correct, in terms of what price to put the house on the market? Ultimately,
yes.
They decide?
Exactly. So pricing is the seller's or the homeowner's decision. We are advisors. We give them, our job is really to give them the best advice throughout. So it starts with the pricing and then throughout the whole process, of course. But the decisions are made by the homeowners. Exactly.
I think a lot of homeowners are hearing now how much of a seller's market it is, and they're reading articles in the paper about how quickly houses are, almost flying off the shelf, so to speak. And I think there's a temptation there for people to want to put their house on the market for sale by owner and come up with their own price. Maybe you can speak to that, Inas.
Yeah, so, I mean, statistically, 7 out of 10 for sale by owners will end up listing with a realtor. So they say one might rent, one may take it off the market, and one may get lucky. But really, the other 6 got, or the other 7 got the best price for their home by listing with a real estate agent. The advantage is positioning the house and the seller in the best position possible to get the most money possible for their home, but also protecting their interest throughout the transaction as well.
And when you say protecting their interest throughout the transaction, a lot of us think that the most important parts of the sale of the home actually take place after the contract has been put together. It's actually holding the transaction together from post-contract negotiation to closing. And so many things can go awry during that period of time, including financing. And I think, Nancy, you can attest to that you often receive business from agents who have had deals falling apart from other lenders where, for one reason or another, that pre-approval that a buyer had obtained, which is pretty limited compared to the pre-purchase commitment. So when the deal starts to fall apart because the pre-approval really didn't get into all of the credit and underwriting criteria that's required for the pre-purchase commitment, I know you've had the opportunity to step in and help buyers and agents try to revive deals. So that kind of goes to the difference between a pre-approval and the pre-purchase commitment. Can you help us to understand why that is the difference, why that pre-purchase commitment is so much stronger than a pre-approval?
Sure. The pre-purchase commitment takes a buyer from first to last step. So as Inas had mentioned, the pre-purchase commitment goes through all the verifications. It's a full commitment letter. It is subject to an appraisal on the property, and then where a buyer would have to lock in their interest rate because they need a specific property purchase time frame before they can lock in their interest rate. So you know, you can, anybody can go online to any lender, fill in information, and get a pre-approval. It's that easy. But it's the fact of what information needs to be verified. The average person doesn't know what income we can or can't use, doesn't understand assets, how we verify them. Money sitting at home is called cash on hand. That doesn't generally work in the purchase of a property. So there are little pieces to the transaction that the average person would not know if it's something that can be used as part of a purchase. So again, it's putting them through the process before they put that offer in, giving them their strongest possibility of getting an offer accepted. Because it's not always the terms, it's the, you know, it's everything. It's not just the price, I meant to say. It's not just the price, it's the terms. I've had agents have offers accepted with a pre-purchase commitment and it not being the highest offer. But what it does is it puts that seller at ease that they're looking at 10 offers, and this is where their agent gives them the advice of which is the best offer, but they're taking their house off the market, assuming that that financing is going to go through. So we give them that comfort level, and then we also have taken it one step further, and we will give a $1,000 guarantee to the seller that if for some reason that pre-purchase commitment falls through, some mistake, whatever the case may be, we will give that seller a $1,000 guarantee.
Wow, that sounds like quite an advantage, having that $1,000 guarantee put into place.
Absolutely. In my opinion, actually, besides having maybe cash to purchase a home or a property with, this is the next best thing. And it definitely gives the buyer a huge advantage over other offers if they're in a multiple offer situation. So we're absolutely advising all of our buyers to consider the pre-purchase commitment.
Well, we're encouraging people to call us in the studio today with questions. We've got two really good experts with us. We have Anas Latif, licensed real estate salesperson with years of experience, and Nancy Clary Frank, mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. I'm going to give you the numbers for you to call. It's 803-0930 in the studio. You can call toll-free at 800-616-9236. You can call us from your cell phone at *930, and you can even text us a question at 30930. We do have a call now from Steve in Clarence. Good morning, Steve. What can we help you with this morning?
Good morning. I am actually a current client of Anessa's. And
hi, Steve.
I'm working with my daughter and I. We have purchased a house, and I just wanted to commend Ines for the extra things that she has done for us as far as negotiating a late closing, as my daughter is moving back home from Texas. And Ines, I thought maybe you'd want to talk about that as well as some of the things that happen after a purchase is accepted. We had some issues with our home inspection and had to place some contingencies onto the purchase, and Ines was able to help us through that process with the sellers through the home inspection, and things have been working out since then. So some of the things that we encountered were not the norm. So I thought, Ines, you might want to tell people how some of the processes happen after the actual sale or purchase is accepted.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you. This is Susan. Before I have Anas respond, I want to thank you because most of our calls are hypothetical questions, so it's really nice to have somebody call in with real-world experience. So, Anas, I'll turn that over to you.
Thank you for calling, Steve, today. Of course, it's always a pleasure working with you and your family. Yeah, some of the things that could come up even after having a sale or a purchase, obviously the issues from the home inspection. And many times issues the sellers themselves are not, you know, aware of. In this case, it was things to do in the attic, which I'm sure most sellers don't really check their attic on a yearly basis and maybe unaware of an issue that occurred over the years and possibly got worse over the years as well. So our job is not to only negotiate the best price for the buyer or the best price for the seller if we're representing the seller, but it's also to help with the process from that point till closing, including home inspection, attorneys, mortgage commitments, mortgage appraisers, and just making sure everything is done on time, no dates are missed, and we can successfully move towards closing.
Well, Steve, it was really nice for you to call in, and we appreciate that. Unless you had any other questions, we're going to let you enjoy the rest of the day. The raindrops are falling, so hopefully you've got something inside to do. But thank you for calling today.
Yes, you are welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
Well, that's quite a testament in us to have your current or former clients calling in. I know that timing can really be a logistical concern for people, and it sounded like in this situation for this particular family, they needed some extra time because of logistics for the move. How does that work when you are representing a buyer or a seller? What is the goal there, to try to accommodate everybody's needs or for everybody to compromise? How do you approach that?
Usually it's difficult to accommodate everyone's needs, but you definitely focus on the most important issues for, if you're representing the buyer, for the buyer, and how can we make this work with the seller, and coming up with creative solutions and thinking out of the box sometimes is required, actually, to be able to put something together that's acceptable to the buyer and to the seller at the same time, especially in this competitive market.
I think that people have heard me say this before, our role as either mortgage consultants in Nancy's case or licensed real estate salespeople in your case, in us, is problem solvers. There are challenges that people have in terms of moving and buying and selling and transferring property, and our role is to help them solve the problem. It's a very complicated process, and we'll have an opportunity when we return from the break to talk about that process. In the last couple seconds, I just want to let people know that they can call in again. 803-0930 is the best way to call in, and we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
Hi, this is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. When it comes to the single biggest purchase of your life, it pays to shop around. If you think you've found the best rate available for your home loan, why not let us take a second look? We'll review your rates and your terms and try to see if we can do better. And just for giving us a shot, we'll give you a $50 gift card.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender. The Buffalo and Erie County Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness presents the 34th Annual Awards Dinner on Thursday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. at Salvatore's Italian Gardens, recognizing volunteers, community agencies, health providers, and others who support the mission of NAMI to improve the lives of families and their loved ones afflicted with mental illness. To purchase tickets to NAMI's 34th Annual Awards Dinner, May 3rd at Salvatore's Italian Gardens, go to NAMIBuffaloNY.org. NAMI, assistance, education, and support for the mentally ill.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available throughout all the regions we serve. You will also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and even Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, which allows you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, if you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Anas Latif, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Williamsville Village office, and Nancy Caleri Frank, mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. Welcome back, ladies. During the break, we heard from Linda Malaya, Nancy, of Hunt Mortgage, and she talked about the Second Look program. Can you maybe provide a little more detail about that?
Sure. We offer a second look program, and what this is if you've spoken to another lender and you are open to having us look at your terms, your rates, your cost programs, we will give you a $50 gift card. So what this does is it gives you the opportunity to have another set of eyes looking at your circumstances, making sure that you're placed into the best product that fits you. We at Hunt Mortgage have access to 10 to 15 different lenders, both locally and out of state. So that gives us a wide range of lenders, programs to offer our buyers.
So that's different than if I walked into my local bank branch or if I went to a specific financial lender in the area. They'd probably have just their programs, where Hunt Mortgage has an array of lenders that could potentially have something that might be better suited to me as a buyer.
Exactly. Not only do we have many products available, but each product has specific guidelines. And guidelines can be translated one way or another because they are guidelines. They are not all set in stone. So in other words, if I have a specific buyer that has a specific circumstance, a lower credit score, for example, some lenders, even though they may offer your government-insured loan, your FHA loan, they may have a minimum credit score requirement of 600. Well, we have a lender that we can work with a score of 580. So it gives us a lot of options to these buyers. So by working with us, they have all the different options available at one stop. You know, once an offer is accepted, we prepare them, they put their offer, the offer is accepted. Now they're working amongst all of the lenders to provide them the most competitive rate and cost.
Terrific. So it's really a professional second opinion, and it's at no cost. As a matter of fact, you get paid to participate in that.
Absolutely. And I just had a circumstance this past weekend where a buyer was pre-qualified, or should I even say pre-approved, with a local bank and went through the process, you know, bought the house, went through the process, and unfortunately was denied for a, you know, specific circumstance. Their real estate agent referred them over to us. We spoke to them. Not only are they getting a gift card, but they're now getting their loan and they're going to be able to close on their home in a few weeks.
Which I think goes to what I talked about earlier, our job as problem solvers. So congratulations, problem solved. Check that box.
Yeah.
So we've talked about sort of the hypothetical part of things, and we had Steve call earlier to talk about the real world circumstances. Anas, I know you have some properties that are on the market right now, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about those properties.
Absolutely. I would like to highlight two properties that we currently have on the market. One is actually a lovely home from the 1800s that's located at 80 South Cayuga in the village of Williamsville, but within walking distance of Main Street amenities, available for private showings. Another one on Tonawanda Creek that's completely remodeled in clearance. But we do have many upcoming listings this week, actually, that will be held open on the weekend of the 5th and the 6th. And just to give you an idea of some of the listings we have upcoming, we have one on Plantation coming up, and that is in Williamsville. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath home in the 300s. We also have one on Chestnut, which is a small condo, two-bedroom, near UB, for any students out there that may be looking to live with a roommate or something like that. It might be very suitable for that. We have a nice ranch on Hillside in Cheektowaga coming up at 155. And we also have a four-bedroom, two-bath home on Fairway on Grand Island also coming up. All will be open the weekend of the 5th and the 6th. And then after that, we will have another house coming up in Buffalo, North Buffalo, guys, and listed in the 150s, 160s range, hopefully. More to come on that one. But that's a, as you know, a very high-demand area right now, and to find anything in that price point can be challenging for buyers. So if you're interested, you know, reach out to us, and we'll be happy to give you more information on those properties.
So if people wanted to reach out to you to find out either about the properties that you mentioned that are on the market right now, as well as the ones that are coming, how would they reach you best?
They can simply call my number at 417-4755. They can visit our website, which is Inas Latif HomeOwnerShipNeeds.com. Or the easiest way is to actually follow us on Facebook. Go to Inas Latif Sales Team on Facebook. That's Inas Latif Sales Team. And on there, we have many upcoming listings along with listings on the market, a list of open houses, and we can answer any questions that you have if you message us from there as well.
I've noticed that real estate agents are using social media more and more now to market their properties, and not just photos of houses, but I've seen some videos that you've been doing. So tell me a little bit about your video efforts.
Well, as you know, we are a team. So myself, Nick Perna, Stephanie Giardina, Susan Mathias, are all actually taking social media on the next or for to the next level in our business, and we're making sure that we let people or our followers and our consumers know about properties as they're getting ready to be listed, and taking videos of those homes to share with our followers as well, and also answering any questions that they may have right from Facebook.
I think that's a really unique tool. I know that technology and handheld devices are what we're so dependent on these days. I know, Nancy, you also have an app that is available through Hunt Mortgage that is utilized by consumers or agents. How is that app utilized?
It's a mortgage app that's utilized by both. So if anybody is interested in getting my mortgage app, they can reach me on my cell at 716-316-8118. And if they want to begin the process of being pre-qualified or going through the pre-purchase commitment process, they can go directly to my site at nancy.huntmortgage.com.
And I will make a plea, though, that there's nothing like the good old-fashioned phone call and handshake and face-to-face meetings, because as much as we can get things started electronically, it really is important for us to interface with people. We're professionals, and we really want to be able to educate and guide people. But how convenient to be able to start the process with the technology today. We've got a call. We've just got a couple minutes, so let's get on the line with Sherry. Good morning, Sherry. You're from Orchard Park, and it looks like you've got a question regarding closing costs.
Yes. Just real quick, we were wondering, what's the percentage, like if we were to sell our home? I'm hearing all kinds of, exorbitant ideas from different people, but what can I plan in, like, for closing costs? 7%, 10%, or how does that...
Well, I wish there was a specific number or percent that I could give you, Sherry, but unfortunately, closing costs are really very specific to the circumstances. Okay. So it would probably be best for you to get with an agent like Inas, or call Inas, mm-hmm. or Nancy Clary as a Hunt mortgage consultant. Because the specifics, the taxes, the type of loan that you might be getting, how much money you're putting down, whether or not you need to have special insurance in place, those are all very unique to the process. Unfortunately, closing costs are a substantial component of the purchase of a home, so I think it would be really important for anyone, but in your case in particular, to reach out to Nancy and or Inas, and I could have them provide their numbers to you again, and then you could follow up with them directly.
Okay, that'd be great. Actually, we are not going to rebuy. We're just wondering for selling a home, what the closing costs would be, not to repurchase.
Sure. Well, there are costs, closing costs that are going to be associated with the sale.
Yeah. Hi, Sherry. So if you would like for me to come out, meet with you in person, and just go through your home, go through the specifics of the sale of your home, and then I will be more than happy, of course, to list all your closing costs, including the broker fee, transfer tax, or so many closing costs involved in the sale of your home. So just give me a call at 417-4755 after the show, and I'll be happy to arrange an appointment with you.
4755. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks so much for the call, Sherry. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our house is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available throughout all the regions we serve. You will also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, which allows you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Ask about our pre-purchase commitment available only at Hunt Mortgage. Call 633-3700 today or call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands, we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's a seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio again with Anas Latif, licensed real estate salesperson, and working out of our Hunt Williamsville office, and Nancy Caleri, who is a mortgage consultant with Hunt Mortgage. And Nancy and Anas, we've had a really interesting morning with lots of questions. And I wanted to make sure that we circled back, Anas, because we've got some questions about your upcoming listings and open houses. If you could just recap them briefly again.
So we have many open houses coming up for the weekend of the 5th and 6th with all new listings. So please stay tuned. Check us out on Facebook or our website, Anas Latif Sales Team on Facebook. Our website, AnasLatifProperties.com. My team and I will be hosting those open houses, so come and meet us. And if you need to be pre-approved, we can certainly connect you with our wonderful loan officer, Nancy, who's here with us today.
And Nancy, you're available, aren't you? People can reach you over the weekends if they find the house of their dreams.
Yes, absolutely. My cell number direct is 716-316-8118. I'd be happy to help you out while you're out this weekend looking at all the homes available. Again, it's all about being prepared. It's being prepared, getting the information you need, whether you're looking to buy today, tomorrow, or next year. Having your ducks in a row is what's most important.
During the break, we were talking briefly about that condo that Anas has over by UB. And Nancy, you mentioned there's some interesting ways that people can put their financing in place to have a college student maybe purchase a condo or some property that's near one of the college campuses in the area.
Absolutely. I recently spoke to a parent that her daughter was going to UB, and she was looking at renting for her daughter, and then her real estate agent advised them to look into the option of purchasing. So when I spoke to the parent, they were under the assumption that they would be purchasing it as an investment property, putting 20% down, 25% down, depending on the property, which is the case. But yet, I then threw in the option, how about putting the property in the daughter's name with the parent as the non-occupying co-borrower? Now they're getting programs with much less money down, and their daughter, the student, gets to, build credit, learn about the process, and get set up at a very young age.
Terrific. That sounds, again, one of those problem-solving techniques, looking at the situation and trying to determine what's best for everyone.
Yeah. In fact, with the non-occupying program, co-borrower program, we were able to help another buyer purchase a home because they were relocating to this area and they didn't have enough employment probably in this area or something of that nature. So the parents were able to help them purchase a house here sooner by being a non-occupying borrower. So it's not only for students, I think also for other situations it might help as well. So that's a great option for buyers.
Again, I think it emphasizes the need for people to work with professionals, experts in the industry, as much as we might believe that, it's a seller's market and houses are, as I said before, flying off the shelves, quote unquote. It really requires some professional expertise and advice to make sure that the price of the property is set correctly when it's put on the market, negotiating the terms, negotiating the contract price, keeping the deal together, getting through the appraisals, the issues that come up on home inspections, and getting a property to closing. So I can't stress enough the value of working with women like Anas Latif and Nancy Kaleri Frank. One of the things that I wanted to make sure that we can reassure the listeners about is that we hear how hot the market is, how competitive it is for buyers, but I think it's important for us to underscore that we are able to find people properties and get them into the homes of their dreams and help them to find the financing that's in place. So if you are contemplating selling your house and also purchasing a property, if you're not in the right house now, if the house is too big, too small, not in the right place, needs to be updated, or you want a modern house and you're in an old farmhouse, it's important for people to know that there are ways to do this. And Anas, we've talked about that. There's a couple things in particular that sellers can do to help them in the process of finding a replacement home.
Correct. So with the market being so competitive and contingent buyers not really being the winners of offers, the way, if you have a home to sell, the way for you to have an advantage and be able to purchase is to be non-contingent. And how do you do that? You sell your home first with a reverse contingency on finding suitable housing. And in this market, being a seller's market, a buyer is more willing to wait for you, Mr. Seller, to sell your home than a seller is willing to wait for you to sell your home if you're the buyer of their house. So it's definitely a great option for people, and we'll be happy to discuss more details with people if they like more information, if they like to call us on that.
And we are seeing some people who are actually putting their house on the market because they know that they can get sort of top dollar for their house right now, and they're not certain where they want to go, and they're actually renting for a period of time, which allows them to take a breath. And sometimes they're moving in with family members, but it allows them to go through the purchase in a methodical process instead of rushing things. So there's really sort of two ways to do it. One, to look at the logistics and make it work with a reverse contingency, or having your agent negotiate a period of time for you to be able to find a home after selling your home, or just to, you know, kind of pull the plug or pull the trigger and sell the house, move into temporary housing, and then find the house of your dreams.
Correct. In fact, we have two clients this week who've decided to do that. One decided to rent, and one decided to move in with mom and dad for a little while, just so they don't have to make a decision on a home they're not 100% sure of, because they're rushed to find a home once they sold theirs. And also to be able to be in a better buying position, being non-contingent and having the money ready for the next purchase.
So I guess my question would be, why now? Why list a house now? The market is strong.
The market is strong. Inventory is scarce. And Nancy will probably validate this. Interest rates are still great. So take advantage of that.
Now, while the rates are low from a historical perspective, some of us have been noticing that the rates have been creeping up, and they creep up slowly. And I think there's some talk about them being up even higher by the end of the year. Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball, Nancy, but what are your thoughts on that?
Susan, that is the forecast. Rates have creeped up a little bit, as you'd say, but again, historically, these rates are very, very good. And even if the rate jumps up a little, it's minimal amount of dollars. It really is such a great opportunity, and I know we talked about getting your ducks in a row, and I am more than available at any time to meet with prospective buyers, just making sure that they understand the process, because if they understand the process, it's much easier to go through it. So I'm more than happy to meet with them, going through the process, explaining the terms, explaining the monies they're going to need, making sure they're at their comfort level with their monthly payment before they take that next step.
Terrific. That's great news. We have one last caller. I'm going to welcome Kathy. Good morning, Kathy. You're calling from Somerset, and I think you have a question about a farm property.
I have a farm property that's close to 100 acres, and so I know that there isn't an exact comparable farm on the market. I wondered, I've dealt with Hunt before and loved him. Keith Cochran out in East Aurora, excellent person who's not with the company anymore. But if I feel my property is pretty unique, and I'm close to Lake Ontario. So I'm wondering, do you attract out-of-state buyers also in for a specialty property like this? Do you ever use places like Land and Farms besides, I mean, multiple listings? And so those are my questions.
Well, thank you, Kathy. We appreciate that call this morning. For unique properties like that, we really do pick the right agent to work with you, and we would also market in very specific segments. So farms are marketed a little bit differently. We have a number of agents at Hunt who have a great deal of experience with farm properties. We do have a significant presence in Niagara County, and I would be more than happy to have the manager of the Niagara County office available to you to help give you some advice about who might be the best person to help you evaluate the property in terms of its potential cost to put on the market. The price to put on the market, and then how we might go about marketing it to potential buyers for you. So thanks for that call this morning. We just have about 2 minutes left in the show, and Anas, I know that, again, you've got some open houses this weekend. You've got some properties that are coming up. Is there anything that you'd like us to know before we wrap up this morning?
Yeah, I would like to just mention that we, on my team, we do have a first-time home buyer specialist. We have a first-time home seller specialist. And we also have an investor specialist. We do have a first-time home buyer counseling that we do with buyers. With, you know, we go over the process as Nancy does with the mortgage. We do with the buyers about the process of the buying process itself, actually, and what to expect and what's expected from them. So if you're a buyer in today's market and would like a consultation, give us a call. I am a listing specialist on my team. I focus on listings, marketing listings, negotiating on behalf of the seller with prospective buyers and realtors. My job is to market the listing to buyers in the marketplace who are not working with an agent, but also to agents who may have a buyer for us. So if you're thinking about selling your home anytime this year, this is the time. Give us a call, and I will be happy to consult with you on that.
And again, they can call you at?
417-4755.
And they can find you on Facebook where?
Inas Latif Sales Team.
Okay, and Nancy, just in closing, is there anything you'd like to share?
Let's get, buyers out there, let's get prepared. Let's get all your information, everything you need, explain the process to you, so when you are ready to make this decision to purchase, you have everything in place. You can reach me at 716-316-8118, and I'd be happy to meet with you.
Well, terrific. Thank you both for joining me. It's been helpful to have you share your insights on real estate in Western New York. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.